True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Welcome back. What up? It's AY live and local here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Nat 105.1 FM. New rule on 910 The Fan. On Fridays, we roll. We broadcast live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Your home for the best entertainment and parties here on Fridays and Saturdays. I know they're getting prepared for an awesome Halloween party tonight. It's spooky season, and today is the day, all right? Today's the day that you dress up. You don't dress up before today in the office. I hated that we had our Odyssey party on the 29th. I get it. Not everyone was in the building. Michael dressed up. He looked great. But today is the day. I'm looking forward to the Halloween festivities tonight here in Richmond. Joining us right now for a little crosstalk, it is Michael Phillips. What's up, MP?
You're not wrong. I just like to affirm your correctness. You're not wrong. We should not have had the Halloween party on Wednesday. It wasn't my decision. Today is the day. I'm very excited.
All right, Michael, on your show yesterday, I smelled something. I mean, something in that room was stinky. I smelled another breakfast bet because you went on air and talked all at length about how you are picking the Indianapolis Colts against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love this matchup for Pittsburgh. I think this is a chance here for that defense to make a statement and get big stops on Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor. So are you willing to give me Steelers plus 3.5, the current line?
I will give you 3. I will not give you the hook.
What is this BS? What are you talking about here, Michael? This is how the odds makers work. It's set at 3.5. What? We're not tying here. When the Colts win by, when the Colts lose by a field goal, I'm not going to face a tie.
I think that's fair. I mean, you know, in a tie, we can buy for our producers.
No, I'm not in on that. Can you give me 3.1?
Next, you'll ask for 3.2. When will this insanity stop, Adam? I don't believe it. All right. Here's the deal. All right, three is the number. If it's 3, I will buy you and Stubb a sandwich. How about that?
Deal
on the line.
Locked in.
All
locked
right.
In. Let's go Steelers.
There
now,
you go.
Here's the thing. Does Stubb even want to be in on this bet? Because he is very anti Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I would take the Colts here.
Yeah,
plus a lot of points, honestly.
No. To be clear, Stubb does not owe me a sandwich when the Colts win. You owe me a sandwich when the Colts win. Stubb gets a sandwich in the exact event that the Colts win by exactly 3 points.
I know what I'm rooting for.
All right, so a Colts 3-point win is a Stubb sandwich. Anything past that, if the Colts win by 4 through a billion, Adam is buying Michael a sandwich. And in the event that the Steelers should somehow win or lose by 2 or fewer, you will receive a sandwich.
I love it. Michael, what are you expecting from Terry McLaurin the rest of this season? Because we agree, and we haven't been agreeing recently. We agree on Jaden Daniels. He plays, if he's healthy, no matter the record, no matter the situation, the reps are important. With Terry, I would shut him down if the team is out of playoff contention.
Do you? Let me just ask you this in the interest of being provocative and making good radio. If he gets healthy, say he gets healthy over the weekend, do you trade him before the trade deadline? You're so out on him. Do you trade him if you get an offer?
No, because I'm not fully giving up on this season. Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I want to so badly, but I have to give myself a reason to watch every Sunday. You know,
if they lose Sunday and on Monday Terry feels good and he can be out there running around, and somebody picks up the phone and says, "We'll give you a third rounder for Terry." Do you want the third rounder?
No. I want Terry to play, and I want him to play out this contract, and I want him to have 10 plus touchdowns, and I want everybody to love him again. I don't like that every single Commanders fan is turning on Terry. I like that I was correct.
You're turning on Terry.
I like that I was
you're
correct.
Turning on Terry.
Yeah, I turned on him first, Michael. I was the first person to turn on Terry McLaurin, because you know what? Cortland Sutton took a team-friendly contract.
I'm Adam Epstein. I'm mad that everybody's out on Terry. Oh, are you out on Terry? Yeah, of course I'm out on Terry. Nobody's been more out on Terry. You get out of town. I'm in on Terry. I am the last man still in on Terry, and I remain in on Terry, Adam.
Right, but you're alone in that. Right, that's what I'm saying here is that every week that he misses,
So why aren't you trading him?
Because I just don't think you're going to get that much in return for he's damaged goods right now.
You would get a third rounder for Terry. That's what you would get right now.
Yeah, no thanks. You give me another Luke McCaffrey? No thanks. That's not going to do anything for me. Will Deebo Samuel play for the Commanders next season, Michael?
No. Deebo won't play here next year. But Debo's got a lot to play for down the stretch here because, man, you know, the lingering injuries are not impacting this year's team in a major way. Like, I don't think anybody's saying because Deebo missed that game with a heel injury, you know, the Commanders lost. That was part of the risk. But he wants big money this offseason, and, you know, like Terry, this may be his last bite at the apple. I think he's got a lot on the line proven. He could stay healthy, play a lot of games, be an impact player. So I think he's got a lot riding on this. I would not trade Deebo because I think having that kind of weapon will make it easier for Jaden to show the growth he needs to show, to make the progressions he needs to make. You know, those kinds of weapons, spreading the field, doing the lateral stuff he does, the screen pass game that he does, those things are going to make it easier for Jaden to get out of his sophomore slump. So I really like having Deebo around. But he's not here next year.
So, Michael, we both said on the microphone, last year will be the worst collection of talent Jaden plays with. I'll admit I was wrong because I'm not excited to see Jaden go out there with Robbie Chosen, Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, and a kind of injured Deebo. Is this the worst collection of talent? Is this worse than last year?
Oh, like among guys who are healthy or total? Because total is clearly better. Like, I understand that the offensive
line... I'm talking about the guys they're going to play against the Seahawks, Michael. Don't give me this fairy tale world where Terry isn't injured.
Well, but last year there were injuries, and they had to work through those injuries, and we had really bad receivers at times last year, too. See, you can't compare the ideal roster from last year. Like, I'm going to the offensive line here. The offensive line is underachieved, Adam. But the five guys who line up on the offensive line on Sunday are better than the five guys who lined up on the offensive line in week 11, week 10, whatever.
Yeah, but those guys aren't the talent, Michael. We're talking about the wide receivers and the tight ends. And unfortunately, this team has taken a step back because Oz and Diami were big parts of last season. So is Noah Brown, but obviously he's hurt.
Yeah. I think the Noah Brown injury may be stinging more than people realize. We talked about Austin Eckler yesterday, but that's another one where, you know, those were guys who really carried a lot of load last year. And I think part of our offseason excitement was, hey, Noah Brown's not going to need to, you know, catch four or five passes a game because all these other guys are coming in. And now here we are on the radio saying, wow, I wish Noah Brown were here to get four to five catches a game. It definitely feels like we're moving the wrong direction.
Right. I mean, this team could use another 1,000-yard receiver. That's absolutely true. But Noah Brown was 500 yards. Eckler was 500 yards. Like, that's your 1,000 yards right there.
Yeah. Oh, man, if you offered me a 500-yard receiver right now, I would do a cartwheel. Like, they need that bad. They're just a lack of weapons here, and certainly injuries are a factor. But as you note, you know, they made the decision to let Zacchaeus go. They made the decision to let, you know, to stick with Brown despite two major injury red flags this offseason. And it does appear they're paying for that right now.
So, you know, I'm going to pick my boys to get a victory. It's at home. I don't think Sam Darnold's as good as people are hyping him up. I still remember what he looked like with the Jets and the Panthers. What would a Washington win look like?
Yeah, a Washington win looks like Jaden coming back and being Superman, right? How many of Washington's wins last year were just Jaden being Jaden? You know, that guy needs to come back, because when that guy comes back, these guys can win any football game they play in, regardless of the roster, regardless of any other discussion we have. If number five is Superman, life's good in D.C. We haven't seen him be Superman very much this year, if at all. It's certainly not for a whole game. This is a wonderful opportunity for that to happen. I'll add, though, that your Sam Darnold talk is a lot like your Pittsburgh Steelers talk, right? Steelers are a name brand. They got Aaron Rodgers. Surely the Colts aren't that good. Surely this is the week they'll be exposed. Surely Sam Darnold isn't that good. Surely this is the week the Steelers will be exposed. Like, I'm 8 weeks into the NFL season, Adam. You're still doing preseason bits. I have updated my file based on what I've seen.
Well, let's just see what happens with the Indianapolis Colts, because history will tell us that Daniel Jones will regress back down to the mean, and eventually Jonathan Taylor will deal with a injury. I asked you, how can they win? Well, can they win without Jaden being Superman? Can they win with Jaden Daniels throwing for 200 yards and running for 35 and a combination of things?
My gut says that would require multiple takeaways by the defense. And, you know, last week notwithstanding, I'm just not sure I've seen a capability of them being able to do that. Like, I would love for this to be the week. We saw hints of it in Kansas City first half, right? That was a really good half of play. They were faster flying to the ball. If they can build on that, if the defense can find a way to win a game, I'm going to be ecstatic doing radio with you on Monday. But it's very hard for me to predict that given what we've seen so far. I think it all rides on number five.
Michael, you did a whole segment about Terry McLaurin missing training camp. Who's the one doing preseason radio? Come on, man.
Well played, sir. Well played. Colts by three. Make Stubb happy and us salty.
Yeah. I want Julio's bagels. That's what I want. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard from Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Happy Halloween. We've taken the show on the road. New rule on Fridays, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. They open at 3 p.m. today, and you can come on down, grab a beer, get some pizza. The wings are banging. You could bowl. There's going to be a live performance by a band coming up tonight, tomorrow as well. My favorite place for entertainment on Fridays and Saturday nights. Come on down to River City Roll. Tell them AWOD sent you. We head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline on a football Friday. We're joined by Mark Schofield. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? Happy Halloween, my friend.
Absolutely. Stubb, let's get some football theme music to fire me up here as we've got Mark Schofield with us. Let's start with that Thursday night game. I mean, it just seems like the Ravens' season has completely changed, and I'm hoping that can happen to Washington. What are your thoughts on the way the Ravens changed their season the last few weeks?
Yeah, it does seem like they've sort of flipped the narrative here. I thought it was fascinating during that game. Amazon put up the odds to win that division, and they were still listed at 51%. That was before they even won. I mean, that, you know, there were some jaw-dropping moments in that, you know, when that showed up on the screen. People in the room I was watching that game with were kind of surprised to see that. But I think it sort of tracks with how they've turned things around. Getting Lamar back is huge. Getting that win last week, too, without Lamar, I think was big for them. Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, both sort of came to life last night in that victory over Miami. And they've still got two games this season remaining with Pittsburgh. I mean, that's an opportunity to right there to take those two games and, you know, chase down the team that's ahead of you in the standings. And it's eerily similar, if you remember last year, Pittsburgh had a chance to seal up that division late November with a win over Baltimore. They didn't get it done. They end up coughing up that division. Baltimore stumbled out of the gate. Now they're back to 3-5. They put themselves on a trajectory to get that division back in their hands. And I think it's sort of, it does seem like that's the way this is going to go with how they're playing these past 2 weeks.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's get to our Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning hot seat, the coach's hot seat that we update every week, Mark. And we had McDaniel in there. We had Raheem Morris and Pete Carroll. Is there a coach you would remove from the hot seat and a coach that you would add to the hot seat?
You know, I think given what's happened in the past couple of hours, I think you take Mike McDaniel off that hot seat with the decision by Stephen Ross to part ways. Mutually part ways, the lovely language there, with general manager Chris Greer, while also saying that Mike McDaniel will be the head coach for the rest of the season. I think that's a window into their thinking in Miami, that perhaps they're going to pin this on Greer. They're going to pin this on the decisions he's made. They might even pin this on Tua, and they might give Mike McDaniel another opportunity to turn this thing around. So I think we almost take him off the hot seat, given that news. And then I look out to Arizona. And, you know, that's a team in the Cardinals that have been, in my mind, pretty disappointing this year. It's always hard to get a sense of where they're going to be, how they're going to be. You know, is Kyler Murray going to take the next step or not? He hasn't taken that next step. That is a team that seems to need to figure things out. And Jonathan Gannon has not had an easy year. He had that moment on the sidelines with the running back in the Titans game when he fumbled short of the goal line, a touchdown run that could have put that game away. Instead, they lose that game in almost ridiculous fashion to the Titans. So given today's news, I think you take McDaniel off. I think he's got some time here, perhaps, and you might slide Jonathan Gannon onto that list.
4:25, CBS on Sunday, Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. This time they meet. Who needs this one more?
I almost think Buffalo needs this more for a couple of different reasons, Adam. I mean, with the way the Chiefs have played in recent weeks, there's this feeling around the league that, oh, here they come again. Chiefs are inevitable. They've sort of figured it out. You know, you look at the rest of that division right now. The Broncos have had some good wins. Chargers have been up and down. It still seems like, okay, but the way they've sorted things out of these past couple of weeks, the way that offense seems to be clicking now with Rice back in the lineup, that the Chiefs are going to be very good going forward. Then you look at Buffalo, and, you know, yes, they're sitting there at 5-2. You know, that's not a bad record at all, but they're looking up at New England, and New England could have a two-game lead in the win column before that game kicks off. New England's playing Atlanta, and then there's the fact that if you lose this game to the Chiefs, you know, you're basically three games down because you've already lost to New England, and the next time you play them, the last time you see them this season, that's at Gillette Stadium. So I think Buffalo needs this game more. Both teams obviously need this game with where they are in their respective divisions. But given their respective standings in their divisions, I think Buffalo needs this one more.
All right, so week 9 already underway with Baltimore's win over Miami. Feels like a good halfway point of the NFL season, given there are 18 weeks, 17 games. I want to do a few midway point questions with you here. I'll start with, who's your coach of the year right now? Is it Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel's a good vote, but I do think you have to look at what Shane Steichen's done in Indianapolis. I mean, that's a team that not too many people, I think, had winning that division. I don't think anybody had them at the midway point having the best record in all of football. You know, when he made the decision to tap Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback, a lot of people looked at that as, oh, they might be just be punting on the season at this point, and they'll reset with the quarterback decision next year via the draft or free agency. They're 7-1. They've got the best record in football. I think if the voting were to be done today, Vrabel would certainly get a lot of votes. I mean, that win over Buffalo does stand out with how well Drake May has played this year, putting himself perhaps into the MVP mix and through this first half of the season. Vrabel will get some votes. But I think Shane Steichen has done such a good job at Indianapolis.
I'm disappointed you said that, and I've got to bring up our big bet that's going on at the office. We've got a breakfast sandwich bet going on between the Colts and Steelers, me and Michael Phillips going back and forth on this one. I'm all in on Pittsburgh to bounce back at home and get this win. I've got Pittsburgh +3. What do you think about this matchup?
It's a very fascinating matchup for both teams, and when you look at Indianapolis, one of the criticisms you might have of that case I just made for their head coach being coach of the year is that they haven't really played anybody. Yeah, they beat Denver, but quirky end into that game where they had a field goal that was missed that came off because of a penalty, so they're allowed to take another crack at that. You might look at this as, okay, if Indianapolis is for real, they have to win this game, right? And you look at Pittsburgh, they do need that bounce-back performance. I think this is a pair of evenly matched teams. I expect to see a lot of the run game in this. I do like Indianapolis in this one. I think they are the better football team right now. I love what Jonathan Taylor is doing. But, you know, you said you picked Pittsburgh. I understand going that way. I just think right now with where these two teams are, I favor Indianapolis.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, you want to get on this breakfast sandwich bet here? I just think the Colts stats are bloated. Are they really number 1 in points, number 6 in passing, number 7 in rushing yards, and a top 5 defense? I just don't believe it.
Yeah, and that's like I just outlined. Like the argument there is they haven't played anybody, right? They haven't played anybody. Yeah. All of that stuff is bloated. But I look at what they've done. I look at how well they're running the football right now. I think they're the better football team. So, yeah, I'm absolutely in on this bet. Count me in.
All right, we'll have to ship you a sandwich if I lose. Who's your rookie of the year right now?
Ooh, that's a – I still think Ibuka has done fantastic work. I mean, he was such an easy evaluation as a wide receiver coming out of Ohio State. So smooth, so crisp, getting in and out of breaks. He's been big for that passing game. So he's my vote for rookie of the year. I mean, Carson Swerger for the Browns has been fantastic. So I think he's going to get some votes. But I like Ibuka. He's been fantastic.
So the Ravens were 1-5, and they got Lamar back. Washington is sitting in a similar position right now at 3-5, and they get Jaden Daniels back. Have you written off this season for Washington, or can they turn it around?
They could absolutely turn it around. It's going to be, I think, a bit tougher because of the schedule, especially these next couple of weeks, right? You get Seattle, you get Detroit. Now, yes, both of those games are at home. That's going to help, particularly Seattle, West Coast team coming east. They've tended to struggle those teams in those situations. But those 2 weeks, I think, are going to tell this story. You split those games, you can make a run. You win both of those games, you can absolutely make a run. I mean, if you beat Seattle and hang with Detroit, I think that's a good pair of results. But if you lose these two games, then you're looking at a mountain to climb to get back into the mix. And so I think these two weeks tell the story. Can they do it? Absolutely. But like we talked about last week, you're going to need something from the defense. You're going to need something on that side of the ball. I'm not talking pitching shutouts, but hold a team to 17. Hold a team to 21. You might get a chance to win these games.
Yeah, I just think it. The turnovers finally happened, but the next thing is shutting down a team in the red zone. The Chiefs scored easily. The Cowboys have scored easily. You got to stop a team to field goals to give your offense a chance. Mark, thanks so much for the time. I'm going to give you one more opportunity here because I do love a juicy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and you can have one of those too. All you have to do is take Pittsburgh plus three.
No. I'm sticking with Indianapolis. If I have to give up a sandwich, that's fine.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Frank Maloney from Who's Talking here with us here. Thanks for stopping by. Tell us a little bit about Monday's show.
We have a very unusual situation in that this is that crossover time of the year. As you know, VCU is playing their first game down at the Siegel Center on Monday night, and our show is going to get bumped up, and we're going to start at 5 o'clock on Monday, which is the first time this year we've gone early. I will be in studio. Bobby Call will call in to talk football with us. Jim Hobgood will call in from John Paul Jones Arena to preview the first basketball game.
Who's UVA taking on?
Ryder.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got my good friend David Deck, former goalie who coaches lacrosse on Southside. He's going to join me to talk about the fall lax report. Virginia apparently had a very good scrimmage the weekend before last up at Georgetown, and apparently the offense was clicking unlike all of last year. And the coaches are jacked up, and I'm excited for lacrosse.
And I know you're excited for baseball season as well.
Well, Chris Pollard, and I just learned this on Wednesday afternoon, he did not have some NIL war chest when he made the transition to Virginia, leaving Duke. What he did, somehow he went out and convinced 10, 11, 12 guys to come to Virginia and play for him, but he wasn't waving his wallet. And I'm telling
you, waving the education flag.
I'm telling you, that's my kind of coach. You know, let's figure out how to turn this thing around where it's just not some negotiation over cash. Because
yeah,
I think you and I have always agreed it's not healthy for the kids or the sports or for the fan bases, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we both agree. It needs to be long-term contracts, less transferring.
Yep.
Let's get to the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio as I give out the keys to victory and pathway to success. Frank, I've told you this before. This is the most downloaded segment. Every single week people hit me up. AWOD, I didn't hear the keys. Can I get the keys? How's Washington going to win, especially when our backs are against the wall? And this team has just suffered defeat after defeat after defeat. It feels like this season has been nothing but losses. In fact, it feels like over a month since we won a game. In fact, it was just October 5th, but it feels like forever ago that we won a game. It feels like it's been a while since I've seen Jaden Daniels play. He is supposed to return for Sunday Night Football, Washington against Seattle. First key to victory. Man, I love that this game is at home. But the first key to victory in this one is to run the ball successfully, something we have not done over the last few games. We need over 100 yards on the ground and 3.3 yards per carry. 3.3. This team needs to be able to run the ball for first downs like they did last year. Think about last game against the Kansas City Chiefs. 4th and 1 in their side of the field, and we threw it deep. That's not winning football. You put the ball into the running back's hand, and you let him push forward for 1 yard because you trust your offensive line, because you trust that you're going to win in the trenches. We need to be better at running the football. First key to victory, run the ball successfully over 100 yards. Second key, the Chiefs went up and down the field. The Chiefs went up and down the field. Seattle has the exact same ability to go up and down the field. We need stops on third downs. The second key to victory is to give up less than 400 yards of total offense. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened very much this season. The defense has just let us down this year. The offense has not been as good as it was last year, but the defense somehow has taken a step back. And a defense that wasn't even very good last season has slightly regressed. I'm hoping that Marshon Lattimore could build off of his interception last week. Dan Quinn thought that was his best game in a Commander's uniform. Give up less than 400 yards of total offense to the Seattle Seahawks. Need those third down stops like we did last week against the Chiefs. Third key to victory, at home on Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football with the crowd into it, right? I think everything is a factor that helps Washington. It's a primetime game. It's at home. It's sold out, and they're going to be wearing the Super Bowl retro throwback uniforms. It's going to look so great under the lights. But we got to score the damn ball to win this game. I'm so sick and tired, and I know you are too, Stubb, of watching 15 minutes of football before we even get up and go. We have to score in the first quarter.
It's so brutal.
We haven't scored in the first quarter since, what, the Raiders game? Falcons blanked us. Chargers blanked us. Bears blanked us. Cowboys blanked us. Chiefs blanked us. So the third key to victory is points on the first drive of the game and points on the first drive of the second half. Four full quarters of football to win. None of this BS crap where we show up in the middle of the second quarter or we go to halftime and it's 7-7. And you know what? It wasn't worth watching a second of that second half because we didn't score the damn ball.
Hey, do they know whether McLaurin can play this week?
McLaurin's out.
Well, that's devastating because, in my opinion, that allows other defensive coordinators to load the box. And they say, go ahead and throw it to everybody but Samuels.
We do not have a vertical passing game. That's absolutely true.
Yep.
We need to give Luke McCaffrey another opportunity because he showed up in that Chargers game and Jaden hit him, and that's when they got rolling. But that's the difference in the offense this year. And you could go on hard on McLaurin all you want because I've already turned on him. All right? Believe me. I turned on him the moment he held out. All right, that's not a team-friendly guy. But it's a team game, and we need one person to be a vertical threat in this game. We cannot win without an explosive pass down the field. Third key to victory, points on the first drive, points on the first drive of the second half. I don't care if they're three. We got to score in a quarter of football. Pathway to success, more sacks on Sam Darnold than Jaden gets. Limit Jackson Smith and Jigba. He is their big play guy. I think he's got at least three touchdowns of 40 or more yards this year. Can't let that happen. How does Jaden stay healthy? The offensive line has to protect him. And then you mentioned it, right? No McLaurin. We've got nobody that really scares defenders on a vertical route. But Debo does scare you across the middle because he can catch and run. We need to get Debo Samuel going again. It's been almost a month now since he showed up on the injury report with that heel injury. We got to get the same Debo back that we had to start the season when he was a game wrecker. Debo Samuel getting going. That's part of the pathway to success. Your keys to victory. Run the ball for over 100 yards. 3.3 yards per carry. Give up less than 400 yards of total offense to the Seahawks by getting stops on third down. And points on the first drive of the game. And points on the first drive of the second half. The offense last year, Frank, was scoring 29 points per game.
And fantastic to watch every game.
I'm telling you right now, if we were scoring 29 points per game, Washington would not be 3-5. In fact,
agreed.
We would be 6-2. Got to score 29 points to win this game against the Seahawks. 29 points. That's my number. 29 points to get the win. Keys to victory and pathway to success. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on the Fan.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, and we are live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on down for the Halloween party tonight. It's going to be a ton of fun. I love spooky season, and I told my friend, Stubb, there's nothing better than the first impression you get when you see your friend wearing a costume. Like, there's just nothing better than you walk in and your buddy is dressed up like Frankenstein. You're like, what the hell? You know, you walk in on one friend and he's dressed up like the average Joes from Dodgeball. It's just, it's the first impression is always, always fun. We're closing out the show. We usually highlight the biggest sporting event of the night, but we have to give out the certified NFL game of the week here on The Fan.
This is AWOD's certified game of the week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game!
Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
All right, so we've got Bears-Bengals, and that's just not the game of the week. Vikings-Lions, I mean, last year that might have been the game of the week. Not this year. Panthers-Packers, I expect a pack to roll all over the Carolina Panthers. Chargers-Titans, that's one team going in a good direction, one team going in the opposite direction. Falcons-Patriots is intriguing for me. I want to see Bijan Robinson bounce back, and Drake May has been one of the best quarterbacks this season. I'm not putting him in the MVP conversation. I can't believe that's what Orlovsky was saying on ESPN, but he's certainly playing well. 49ers-Giants is not really interesting to me at all. Colts-Steelers, I'm all in on that one. Frank, you know that is our bet for the week. That is our breakfast bet.
Wow.
I am in on the Steelers. Michael Phillips is in on the Colts. If it ends up with the Colts getting a three-point victory, Stubbs the lucky winner. He gets free breakfast.
Well, you know the Colts have got the tight end from Penn State by way of
Tyler
Richmond.
Warren.
They've also got the tight end that used to be a basketball player.
Yeah, Mo Ali Cox, my high school buddy.
You got to get out of the way.
I know. He used to sleep over at my house. My dad would come downstairs and see his feet hanging off the couch. He's like, who the hell is that?
He's a big man.
Dude, yeah. I mean, the longest legs, the biggest hands ever.
You know, he once said in a press conference that he had been recruited by Virginia and Virginia Tech, and everybody burst out laughing.
To play football?
No. To play basketball.
Uh-huh.
And one of his teammates teased him. He said, dude, that didn't happen. And everyone broke up.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things ever was when Mo, we were in probably junior year college or high school. He came over to my house, and we were literally in my garage because it was raining outside playing basketball on like a little toy hoop. And all of a sudden,
killed you.
Shaka Smart called him and just wanted to check up on him because he was one of his recruits. And I was like, put the phone on speakerphone. And I heard Shaka talking to Mo.
Was that fun?
It was so cool. And, yeah, he dunked on me.
Hey, you've got to give him credit. He has transitioned from one sport to another, and I've seen him in games do some amazing things.
I cannot believe how long his NFL career has lasted.
I think that's one of the most shocking developments in all of the NFL.
It's unfreaking believable.
I agree.
He's 32 years old now. He graduated from VCU and has spent his entire adult career in the NFL.
All right.
Year after year, he keeps making the roster,
yeah.
And he's one of the best blocking tight ends in football.
He's massive.
I mean, he should be given more credit for the fact that Jonathan Taylor is first in yards, first in carries, first in touchdowns.
Yes.
My guy Mo is leading the way.
All right, how about Kansas City at Buffalo?
Yeah, that is by far the certified AWOD Radio NFL game of the weekend. I mean, Stubb, you said we don't even really need to do the segment. Everyone's going to be locked in 425 on CBS.
That's the game. It's kind of the best rivalry in the NFL right now. It's maybe the best two quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Lamar Jackson could obviously slot in there. But, I mean, this is just the game you want to watch every season.
Yeah, and we asked Mark Schofield, who needs this one more, right? Last year when they played, it was obvious Buffalo needed the win, give themselves confidence to go do it in the postseason. They weren't able to. Once again, I think Buffalo needs the win, but not for the confidence to go out and beat Kansas City in the postseason. To win their own damn division.
Right.
With how New England's playing.
And get home field advantage.
Yeah. And that's everything. Because Kansas City could go on the road and win in the playoffs. I don't think Buffalo can. So that is the certified AWOD radio game of the week. 425 on CBS. Monday Night Football, I think, is going to be a stinker. I've got Dallas all over Arizona. The offense for the Cowboys is legit. Washington on Sunday Night Football, I want it to be a good game. I want it to be. I would be okay if Washington wanted to win 30-3.
Do we know?
But I want it to be a good
game. Do we know the betting line for that? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's Seattle minus 2.5.
Washington should be able to win this game.
They should be able to. It has been bet down. It opened at Seattle minus 3.5. When McLaurin was rolled out, I think it moved up to 4.5. But then now that Jayden Daniels is definitely playing, Dan Quinn did confirm that today. JD5 is back. And you know what? Sundays are just fun with Jayden Daniels. They really are.
Fascinating.
We close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night every day on AWOD Radio and on Fridays, the biggest sporting event of the weekend. We call this segment Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
You know, Friday Night Lights in the ACC has been fun this season, but I'm not sure from the dome at Syracuse. 3-5 Syracuse against 2-5 North Carolina is going to be any fun.
Well, will the Syracuse head coach be there? Because he's being rumored for all of the jobs down south.
Yeah, I know. Fran Brown?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he got that big win at the end of last season against Clemson. That kind of got him some notoriety there.
Yep.
But things have not been great for them this season, but it's been worse in Chapel Hill for Chapel Bill and North Carolina. Memphis Rice is your game in the American on ESPN2. And the reason I bring that up is because the JMU Dukes fans are watching the American this weekend. They need Navy to lose, Memphis to lose, Tulane to lose to open things up for them. South Florida lost, but the Dukes absolutely have a chance if they win out to be the G5 team in the college football playoffs. But right now, Navy's undefeated. Well, they have to still play Notre Dame.
So the bad news story there for Duke fans is if he gets hot and those things break their way, here's another coach that's going to leave them.
The JMU Dukes, Bob Chesney?
He's already being talked about.
And I mean,
it would be devastating to that program.
That would be devastating.
To lose another head coach so quickly.
Just 2 years later. Yeah. Yep. And especially when you see Indiana is arguably the best team in the country right now.
Which is crazy.
I mean, it's just, that's coaching. That is coaching. Because I tell you, it's not the recruits they're getting to play football at the Hoosiers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Elko, who was just at Duke a couple of years ago, has Texas A&M top three.
Yeah.
And you have to tip your hat to that guy.
Yep.
Because he's getting it done.
So there's great college football games on Friday night, but it's the World Series, Game 6. Mm. That has to be the event to watch tonight in the sports world.
Can the Dodgers climb out of the doldrums?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to know what Ohtani will do. Because he's the kind of guy, he's like the Michael Jordan, the Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Then in the biggest moments, he will show up. I would be shocked if he doesn't get on base twice and maybe have a home run tonight.
Well, he could very easily have, you know, a game of multi-base hits.
Yeah.
The other thing is he's liable to do at least one or two things where everybody goes, wow. Will that be enough to light a fire for the rest? Like, Mookie Betts has not done the things he normally does.
No, I think they'll get a good game from Freddie Freeman. He's Mr. Postseason.
He's had a couple good games.
Yep, and has had a solid career in the postseason. So World Series Game 6 tonight. Frank, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Adam.
Do you have a costume?
You know, I've got an old costume. I'm at that, I'm at that point in life where, you know, I don't worry about these costumes anymore, but I do have an old one that's, you know, it's decent, and it'll get me by, you know.
Well, I'm excited to give away candy, and then I'm not excited for my costume. My promise to you is that I will do better next year. Right? I'm going to do it myself instead of going to Spirit Halloween. For Frank Maloney, Stubb running the ones and twos. Jeremy, thanks for filling in this week and helping out on the board. I'm AWOD. Grant and Danny drive you home here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Happy Halloween. Enjoy your weekend. Go Commanders, go. I'll speak with you guys on Monday, or if you listen to 910 tomorrow morning, you'll hear me on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.